Hi, this is Ken McCarthy, and today we're talking with Kelly Muldoon. Kelly, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Kelly, where are you calling from?
Chicago.
Chicago. Can you tell us a little bit about your background with the system, the first training you took, and you know, what kind of an impact it had on you?
Sure. I went to the first one 2 years ago, and as I was telling you before, it basically changed my life. I went there and I had been looking and thinking about the type of business I wanted to start, which was a systematic business that I could do anywhere in the world. And when I went to your seminar, I realized I have about a million options in terms of getting that.
Well, that's good. Now some people might say, oh my God, more options. Is that really a help or a hindrance? How did you figure out how to sort of drill down and do the business that you've come to be running now?
Yeah, that's a great question. It is a challenge to figure out which one, because there really are so many options. I did get some great advice to choose one.
Yep.
And then follow their tutelage, basically. And I ended up going into Perry Marshall's coaching club and basically just running from there. Was just so excited by all the stuff I was learning, so just couldn't get enough. Still can't get enough.
Gotcha. And that really is very good advice for beginners. Sometimes people worry too much about what their first business is going to be. And obviously you want it to be as good as possible. But you don't want to wait a year or 2 years or 5 years or 10 years to start it, because, you know, once you start one business or get one business underway, invariably you get more ideas, new opportunities arise that you may never have thought of before and never would have come to you had you not started that first business. So I'm really glad you brought up that idea of picking one and just going for it. And I believe we give everybody enough tools to get started. I think we actually give people enough tools to get started before the seminar even begins. But I think surely at the seminar, between the networking and all the different sessions and the faculty who are very available throughout the whole training, I think people have an ample opportunity to get the info that they need. So it's good. So like so many people, you got your introduction to internet marketing through us, and then you picked one of our faculty to go in more depth with to become a specialist. And really, that's how money is made in the world. Generalists don't make a whole lot of money. They're interesting folks at cocktail parties, but they don't make too much money. And so you decided to specialize in pay-per-click, especially Google AdWords. And, of course, Perry's the grand master of that. And I use that term advisedly because in martial arts, a grandmaster is somebody who's a master who's trained other masters to become masters. And that's a grandmaster, and Perry gets the title grandmaster of Google AdWords. So you went and took Perry's training and in-depth, which obviously takes time. There's nothing simple about doing AdWords at a high level. It's not a two-minute course or an e-book. So then what did you do?
Well, I was also lucky enough. I mean, I kind of felt my way through it all. I was lucky enough to get the opportunity to work with a company, and that is a great thing if you can ever get the opportunity to do this. Like, basically my friend let me use his company as a guinea pig for me.
Great.
Yeah, it was great, and I ended up having phenomenal success for him. And so then he was like, we have to bring this to all my clients. So that's basically how my business started.
I did want to be
a generalist, and I kept fighting it, but I ended up following the right advice, like from you all, that I should specialize.
Yeah, and remember, becoming a specialist is not a life sentence. You know,
right.
It's not like, Kelly, you may never do anything but what you are doing right now. No, I think of it in terms of, you know, kind of warfare in a sense. Like, if you're gonna like win the war, you have to own at least one piece of ground for your troops to pitch their tents on.
Hmm.
You know, you can't just be floating around in some abstract space. You need a definite base from which to expand. So it almost, as long as it's a sensible business and an ethical business, it almost doesn't matter what the business is. I can think of a guy who started as a cab driver, and then he raised some money and got one of those electronics stores, you know, in New York City. They probably have them in Chicago, but, you know, you go in there and they sell cameras and all this kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And then something, you know, lightning struck, and he met a guy he was Russian himself, and he met a Russian guy, and the Russian guy needed a smart guy to help him, and next thing you know, this guy was doing oil deals in Uzbekistan, And now he owns like a, I don't know, like a 60,000 square foot private home on Fifth Avenue in Manhattan, you know. But you got to start somewhere, you know.
Yeah.
And so,
exactly.
so that's really, really good advice. So let me ask you about the deal that you had, because one of the with your original client, because what I often recommend to people is, look, you know, you're a beginner. Don't go in there with an attitude or wanting, you know, this and that. Just look for a chance to prove that you know what you're doing. And once you get that first proof, now you've got your foot on the ground and you're able to take another step. So what kind of, if I may ask, and you don't have to disclose, but what kind of deal did you have with your test client?
Mm-hmm. Well, it was very nice because what happened was he let me work for him for about $12 an hour. You know, so I was just doing like whatever. I was literally, I remember though, he would pay me to sit and listen to the calls from Perry, which ended up being about 5-6 hours sometimes.
Okay.
So I would sit there and do my work and then just day in and day out. And he paid me, you know, just to get by, which I was fine with. I was totally fine with. And the experience just ended up being invaluable. And I will say one other thing. I did get great advice from this particular mentor as well as another, which actually drew me to the system seminar, which was if you can start any business in the world, you want to think about how you want your life to be and work backwards.
Nice.
Yeah, and it that is just invaluable advice to me, and I try to spread that as much as I can because I started thinking about it, and there the universe brought me like the opportunity to go to the system seminar because I knew I wanted a business that was systematic and I could do from anywhere in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And how many options do you have for that? So, yeah.
Now, some people might look at $12 an hour and say, oh, it's such little money, you can get that working at, Arby's or something. I don't know. but I would propose, and I'm going to ask you, would it have been worth it to you to do that entire job for free based on what came from having an opportunity to prove yourself in the market?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I probably should have paid him. And I do his Google AdWords for free and probably just in my mind just to pay him back for everything that he's done for me. Yeah.
Great. And that's a piece of advice that we've been giving since day one, which is as soon as you've got an education and you know what to do, find somebody, anybody. Now, Kelly was lucky because she found somebody that actually paid her a little bit to execute. But I would say if you can just get in with a real business or a real enterprise, it doesn't have to be a business, it could be a church, it could be a nonprofit, it could be your family reunion, you know, if you know, whatever, take your internet skills and make something happen with them. And, you know, if it's the family reunion, you want more family members to come, you know. Something measurable, something that you can show other people as a demonstration that you know what you're doing. Also something to give yourself self-confidence, you know. Sitting in a classroom and learning lots of stuff is great. It's the beginning, but it's not ultimately going to give you the kind of confidence that you'll get from executing a project. And it doesn't matter whether the project is grand or modest or major or minor. It just matters that it happened in the real world, and then from there you grow. So great. So you got this. So you came to the system. You got some direction. Went to finishing school with Perry Marshall. You were lucky to have a friend in business who was willing to take a chance on you. You proved yourself. Then what happened?
Well, again, like I said, I thought I wanted to be involved in all different kinds of businesses, and I thought that was the way to go. And I just found that, again, you need to focus because then you can become a specialist in whatever it is. And then you can become a specialist in other things, like you said. But so I, through experience, learned that if I did marketing for all different kinds of industries, it's just too difficult to become really great at it because you need to focus. Mm-hmm. Then because if you want to learn everything about it, right?
Yep.
So my friend, Ed O'Keefe is his name, actually, he kept saying, you know, come work for me and do it for my dentist. He does marketing for dentists. And I said, okay, I finally came around to the idea. I think I let it sit with me for a while. That's sometimes how it works with me. And
right.
I finally came around to the idea and basically took off running. And we started out with about 20 of his doctors, mm-hmm. and then now it's about 50, and there's no reason it shouldn't go up and up and up. So,
yeah, I mean, how many dentists are there in the world?
Yeah, there's I think 180,000 in the United States or something.
So you've got a little room for growth.
Yeah, little room. Exactly.
And tell people about the service that you provide these dentists. Just to, you don't have to get into to the financial details, but just what do you do for them? And why do they come to you and why do they stick?
Right. Well, I'm lucky in the regard that they are pretty educated by Ed O'Keefe, and this is, if you can ever get in a situation like this, it's great because they're familiar with direct marketing and they're familiar with, you know, the principles and how you have to follow up. And so I don't have to do a lot of teaching. I have to do some. But what they do is they have a direct marketing website, basically, and I create their Google AdWords campaigns, and then I manage them for them.
Gotcha.
So they pay me a monthly fee, and that's how it works.
Simple business.
Simple business, very simple.
And the company that Ed runs arranges for them to get a sort of a template turnkey type direct marketing website for dentists.
You're exactly right.
It gets customized, and then you're in there getting the traffic, which is the key thing.
Mm-hmm, exactly. And then we can test the traffic, which is great too, as you know.
And you're doing this for a whole bunch of dentists. And what's interesting, and one of the reasons I wanted Kelly on this call, is Kelly's using Google in a somewhat different way, or using AdWords in a somewhat different way. We mostly think of, gee, we want to get the whole universe. You know, we want people from Pakistan and Tierra del Fuego and Mongolia and whatever to come to our sites and buy. But obviously it does a dentist no good to have somebody visiting his site from Romania, you know, if he's in Southern California. So talk a little bit about using Google as a local traffic generator. Some people may think, well, gee, that's sort of so limited. How can anyone make any money doing that?
Well, you have to be it is limited in a good way for me, but also you have to kind of finagle your way around so that it's less limiting than you would think. So, yeah, I mean, you have to structure the campaigns in such a way that you can get as much traffic as you can, but you always want to have the targeted traffic, so it's always a caveat.
So there are things that you can do in the setting up of a Google ad campaign that eliminate people from outside the trade zone, let's call it, for the dentist.
Mm-hmm. For the most part, you know, it's always testing and tweaking and figuring out the best way. But for the most part, I think we cracked the code, so that's good.
Now, the techniques that you've used for dentists, I imagine, could apply to plumbers, to chiropractors, to piano teachers, to guys that mow the lawn. There's really no end to the applications for this, right?
You're absolutely right. Anyone that has to serve someone that they have to actually interact with them, that's, locally limiting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and if you think about it, you know, there's no you know, Fortune 500 company that provides dental services throughout the world or mows people's lawns throughout the world. A whole lot of business is done on a micro level and on a local level. So maybe one of these businesses looked at alone is not terribly impressive from a financial point of view, but if you looked at the aggregate, you know, how much money is made in America mowing lawns? It could be billions. And now here's the neat part, because you can probably see that I'm pretty interested in this, because you'll see why in a second. If you go to your Yellow Pages, that old archaic relic of a distant time that we still get delivered to our house. And by the way, I don't know if people know, but pay-per-click has just completely blown Yellow Pages out of the water financially. There's more money spent on pay-per-click now than are spent on Yellow Pages ads. And yet, lots and lots, if you just pick up your Yellow Pages and go to dentists and go to attorneys and go to chiropractors and florists and all this stuff, you will see that they are spending huge, because those Yellow Page ads are not cheap, as I'm sure you know, Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
These little companies, these local companies, are spending a fortune on driving local traffic. They just happen to be using the Yellow Pages. Kelly has a much more economical, intelligent approach to this. So maybe the wheels are turning in people's minds out there. Kelly's got the dentist nailed down, and actually she and I are talking about some other markets too. But I think this is a huge, wide, open-ended opportunity for people. Let's talk about financials, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You know, let's take the dentistry business because it's the one you're working in. When a dentist finds a new client, you know, what can that be worth to him financially?
Mm. Yeah, anywhere I'd say from like $200 to $30,000.
Whoa.
Yeah, so $200 to $30,000. I mean, it's crazy. Yeah, they could have big, big cases and you know, pay for their marketing costs with one patient for the whole year. So it does range, and it is important to think about that in terms of getting the right people to the site
mm-hmm.
to get those high-end clients. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I wanted to make a note, Ken. My dad worked in the Yellow Pages industry. He was a salesman for Yellow Pages I'm not kidding. For my whole growing up.
Wow. Can you still ask him questions and stuff about his experience?
Well, yeah, it's funny. He owns his own business now, and I think he's a little jealous of me with the way that I can track. And, you know, he said when I explain to him the things I do, he just is amazed and says, these are the things that I would try to explain to my clients, but no one ever got it, really, you know.
Well, you know, when you think about, you know, print ads, but especially the Yellow Page ad, it's like you think up the best ads you possibly can,
mm-hmm.
and you write your check, and it's usually a big one. I mean, I have a relative that spends over $100,000 a year on Yellow Pages ads,
mm-hmm.
And he's a local business, and he's not Fortune 500, but that's what it costs to get that exposure. But what I find like terrifying about Yellow Pages ads is you run it, and you've got to live with your guess for a year. So if you guess right, hey, great. If you guess wrong, every day you wake up and you know you have an ad that's not working,
yeah.
That you just paid a ton of money for. And, you know, Google AdWords, of course, flips all that completely on its head. You come in very inexpensively. If it's not working, you alter it, and you have time to optimize it. Do you have any case studies or stories or, I can't think of the word, but you know what I mean?
Success stories.
Yeah. Or
sure.
No, well, more like, starting out with a certain baseline of response and then and then getting that baseline higher. Because that, of course, is one of the great things about Google AdWords.
Absolutely. I mean, I think we, you know, need to more and more think about how important it is to have the right site.
mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I'm the supposed expert on the Google AdWords and everything, and that's all fine and great, and I can get so much traffic, and I can get, you know, great click-through rates and for the least amount of money, and it's great. Now, in order to capture them is always the key. So I actually did just change a website completely from all the dentists, actually. They went from this old website to this new one, and it really made a huge difference. I mean, some of my dentists went from getting, 15 to 20 leads a month
mm-hmm.
for like $50 a lead.
Okay.
To getting, you know, 55 to 60 leads a month for like $14.15
wow.
lead.
Wow.
Yeah, so like huge, huge difference.
But I want to point something out. The average dentist who knows his numbers would be delighted to pay 50 for mm-hmm. a lead because, as you pointed out, you know, a small case is 200, a big case is 30 grand.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just icing on the cake now that you're bringing that down.
Mm-hmm.
That's really interesting because you're right. It's not just a matter of getting the traffic. It's really a matter of converting the traffic to emails and then following up and converting business, which is, you know, one thing I love about Google AdWords and the whole pay-per-click phenomenon is it's always been very hard to teach direct marketing to small businesses. They're busy, you know, and they just don't have time to wrap their minds around it. But everybody in business understands they want more traffic.
Mm.
You know, they just mm-hmm. you know, they just get it. You say, hey, would you like more visitors to your site? Everybody goes, yes. You know, you don't need a lecture. You don't need a PowerPoint demonstration. You know, it's like, yeah, we got it. So I've always felt, and I've experienced it in my own life working with clients, that when you start on the traffic side, you can walk right through the door, and you're in. And now, once they're getting the traffic, they start getting, you know, greedy in a healthy sense. They're like, well, how can we get better conversion? How can we lower our costs? How can we get more of these people to become customers? And then you can start talking to them about site design and conversion and opt-ins and follow-up and all that less sexy stuff, but stuff that's every bit as important for making money.
Mm.
Yeah.
Exactly right, yep.
Yeah. Well, yep. Kelly, I want to thank you for talking with us about a little bit about your business. System Club members, I want to invite you, if you found this call interesting, I didn't tell Kelly I was going to say this, but here goes. If you're a System Club member and you want to talk with Kelly about what she does and maybe partner with her in your own niche, she could be your consultant or your partner even. I think there's a vast, epic, untapped opportunity here. And the opportunity is selling a service that every small business person on earth wants. And Kelly, one of the nice things about your business is once you figure out the formula for one dentist, how many dentists does that apply to potentially?
Everybody, yep.
All right, so 160,000 of them. So there's kind of a nice upside here. Now, you may already be in a niche. You may already be the world's leading expert on dog groomers, right? Mm-hmm. Do they need traffic, local traffic? They sure do. If you're a System Club member and you want to talk with Kelly, is it okay, Kelly, if I act, you know, if people come through and I pass them on to you? If you're a System Club member and you're hearing this call and you're kind of intrigued with what Kelly's doing, you want to sort of explore some joint venture opportunities, contact me and I'll pass your email along to her. If you're not a System Club member, well, I'm sorry, you're out of luck for the time being. But we always like to start new adventures within the System Club and then perfect them, and then the rest of the world gets to, you know, find out about them a year or 2 years later, usually when somebody else puts a seminar on about it and claims they invented it. But that's another story. But Kelly, as we end this call, tell, if you would, in your own words, the advice you would give to somebody about the system seminar. You know, who's it for? Who's most likely to benefit? Who maybe wouldn't benefit? Just sort of a realistic appraisal of what the thing is worth from your point of view.
Interesting. Okay. I would say someone who is motivated, who wants to be independent, who wants to have financial independence eventually. And
okay.
It's just really, you know, determined and interested in learning. That's a huge thing, and not afraid to learn new things. And that's the type of person I would say to go. The person I wouldn't say to go, the person who wants just a real, I mean, they could go too. I mean, just a real humdrum job. Or if you do want just like a side job on your own, just to make some extra money, that I still would recommend it. And you never know when you go, because there's just so many different ways to go about it. The one thing I love is, like, I was telling my sister last night, if you want to write, if you want to make movies, if you want to, you know, do Google AdWords, whatever it is, if you want to work with metrics and whatever it is, you have the opportunity through the internet to, like, make a business out of it. It's unbelievable. So that is cool. Let's see. In terms of when you go to the seminar, I would recommend being very well rested and being ready to learn a lot, just really being focused and take a ton of notes and work hard, because it goes fast, but always get the CD so you can listen to them again, because that's going to be very important.
Great.
That's what I would recommend.
Okay, and so something I often say about the seminar, and you can confirm or deny if you think it's true, we work really hard to create an open, friendly, welcoming atmosphere, especially for beginners. So that we have a lot of repeats. So this will be your third visit,
mm-hmm.
Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then we have guys that have come to us every system since the first one. They never miss one.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of people there that already know each other. But we, you know, obviously we have new people coming all the time. And we work hard to make sure that the new people understand that they're welcome. We consider them equals. We never know where the next great superstar is going to come from. So we just assume everybody's coming with something valuable to offer, and we treat them that way. How did you find your first seminar? Were you intimidated when you came?
You know what? I wasn't intimidated, luckily, but I will say it's a little overwhelming. Like, you're just like, oh, my gosh, testing and tracking. What I remember leaving and being like, I know I have to test. I just don't know what testing is. I had no idea. And I hear myself saying that to people all the time, test, 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 and they're like probably thinking the same things to themselves. But it's just so I just had to remain, like, calm.
Remain calm at all times. Yeah. Right, there you go.
Because I was so impressed with the way teachers did actually teach me concrete things, and they weren't just talking, like, trying to sell their this, that, or the other. So that was really cool to me. At the same time, I was like, oh, my gosh, I want to get this all right now. But, you kept reminding us that don't worry, just calm down. Sit down, just listen, and take what you can. So that was good. It was encouraging to just know that I'm not, like, you know, maybe I'm slow or something.
I say, if any subject, whether it's what we teach or any subject that anybody's teaching, if your first time through you get 10% of it and you get some of the big ideas and it's a good course, you're fine. You're going to be absolutely fine because you've got the foundation. Again, it's that piece of ground. You've got a piece of ground that you can grow from. You know, so talking about testing and tracking, we're going to have two sessions on that at System 2007. David Bullock, who's known as the Taguchi man, who's got tremendous sophistication in testing, I've asked him to create a beginner's introductory ABC course on testing and tracking just for System 2007. That's what he's going to do. He's calling it How to Mind Your Own Business. You know, that's really what it is putting your mind into your business and seeing the numbers and seeing where you can improve. So David's a master teacher. He knows testing better than anybody in the internet marketing space. He is so far beyond any guru you could name. It's not even funny. But he's going to go back to the basics with everybody and build a foundation. Now, one of his students, who you met, Kelly came to one of our fundraising events in New Orleans. Richard Mouser became a student of David's. He's a software engineer. And his business was struggling. I think he was getting 2 sales a month. Now he's getting 100 plus a month. And the difference was testing. And Richard became very good at Taguchi. And Richard's going to teach intro to Taguchi. So if you are completely new to the idea of testing, you're going to have David Bullock, the master, introducing you to the subject. If you already know testing and want to go to the next level, you're going to have one of David's most successful students introducing you to Taguchi. And, of course, Richard, because he just learned it himself, knows exactly where all the pitfalls are for beginners. So between those two sessions, and we've got 23 other sessions plus our general sessions, we've got a lot of material to offer. And for information about this, go to thesystemseminar.com. That's thesystemseminar.com. And if you are a System Club member, which means you're a System grad and you joined our Alumni Association, and you're intrigued with what Kelly's talking about and you see some concrete ways you might be able to make some money together, drop me a line and I will pass it on to Kelly. And Kelly Muldoon of Chicago, we appreciate you being a student, and we celebrate your success and look forward to 100 times more, which
Thank
I think
you.
Is plausible, realistic. And we'll see you in Chicago.
Cool. I'll see you soon.
Thanks.
Thanks, Ken. Bye-bye.